listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jake Carlisle-Larson. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin lawmaker who wants the state to stop paying hunters whose dogs are killed by wolves.
Right now, we continue our series of interviews with the candidates running to become Wisconsin's next Supreme Court justice.
Three candidates will be on the ballot on February 20th, but only two will move on to the general election on April 3rd. All candidates are running to replace Justice Michael Gableman, who announced last year that he would step down after his current tenure term ends.
We're talking with each of the candidates this week. We turn now to Rebecca Dallet. She's a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge and one of the three candidates running for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Judge Dallet, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why are you running for a seat on Wisconsin's highest court?
I am running because we are at a time when our rights are under attack every day, tweet by tweet, and we have a broken Supreme Court. And we need someone with values and experience to step up and repair that court. And I am currently a judge for almost a decade, a prosecutor before that for more than a decade. I've worked for over 20 years in our courts, protecting the vulnerable, fighting for our rights, and I want to keep doing that on our Wisconsin Supreme Court.
That's the experience side of thing. You mentioned the values, and the issue of politics on the state Supreme Court has come up a lot in this election and past ones. One of your opponents in this primary has been very vocal about his affiliation, how that might influence his work as a justice. What are your views on the role of politics in the role of a judge?
Well, I think it's important that the voters do know my values, and I'm happy to share those values with them. I care about clean air and water. I care about having great public schools, workers' rights, equal protection under the law, women's rights. Those are my values. But as a judge, I know that I can't take positions on cases before they come in front of the court. And we need to make sure that our judges are fair and impartial. We need to make sure when people go in front of a judge or justice that they think they're going to get a fair shake, that they know they're going to get a fair shake. And when you come out taking positions on issues, pre-deciding cases, you risk that fairness that we all demand from our courts that we're missing right now. And we need to get back to that.
Well, it seems like a fine line there. If you say you value clean water, for example, if there's a water pollution case that came before the Supreme Court, argued on its merits on both sides, would the person who'd maybe been fined or a company that had been fined for an alleged clean water violation, would they look and say, well, she says she values clean water. We think that means she's going to be biased against us.
Well, you're getting to exactly the heart of it. It's very different to express a personal value and to still be able to be fair and impartial, to know what it's like. And I'm the only candidate that has 10 years of knowing what it's like to apply the law and apply it to the facts of the case. That's very different than coming out and making specific statements about specific legislation, for example, which is what Mr. Burns has done. That is a situation where someone might ask you to recuse yourself. But we do all have values. That's true. As I said before, as I started, we can share those values. I'm happy to do that. I also am really the only one that understands in this race the need to put politics aside and to make sure that we elect someone who is going to be fair and impartial. It's not progressive to make statements on cases and to give people a sense that you're not going to be able to be fair. That's not justice. That's not progressive.
The way these races go, they're nonpartisan races, but it usually comes down to there's one candidate who's backed by all the Republicans and the Republican Party apparatus. There's one candidate who's backed by the Democrats. Clearly, both sides see something in a candidate that suggests they're going to be sympathetic. Are we just kind of winking at this nonpartisan idea?
Well, I don't believe it's winking. I believe that we have a vision here in our Wisconsin courts. The vision was from 100 years ago from Bob La Follette. It's progressive to have nonpartisan courts, and it's something that we all need to make sure that we keep. And we need to make sure that the people that we're electing, the leaders that we're electing, including our Supreme Court justices, are able to be fair and impartial. We do have a situation right now where we have a candidate, and that is Judge Scrinock, who is made it clear by his actions, by his statements, that he will just be a rubber stamp for our governor and our legislature. That is something we have had, unfortunately, for the last 10 years. And we have had the special interest money buying justice or a justice, and we need to get away from that. We need to get back to the people making a decision on a justice who is going to be fair and impartial and not just a rubber stamp for our legislature or our governor.
We're talking to Judge Rebecca Dallet, candidate for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court. Earlier, Judge Dallet, you mentioned recusals. When is it appropriate or necessary even for a Supreme Court justice to recuse her or himself?
Well, this is a symptom of a system that's broken. When I talk about a broken Supreme Court, we can look to our lack of recusal. And we look specifically to the John Doe case. And that was a case where $2.25 million was sent by a special interest group on Justice Gableman's campaign to buy a justice, and then appeared in front of him as a party to the case, the organization that spent that money. And Justice Gableman was asked to recuse himself, and he refused to do that. That is a symptom of a system that's broken. We need to get a strong recusal rule, something that's meaningful so that the public can have confidence that justices and judges are going to be fair. And that's something I've been talking about throughout the campaign from the very beginning, the need to really get back to restoring confidence in our leaders, trust in our courts. We can only do that with electing someone who has the values and experience, and I'm the only candidate that has over 20 years, over 10,000 cases working in our courts. I'm also endorsed by more than 200 judges right now, people that know our courts, are endorsing me because they know that I'm the one that can do this job.
I'd like to ask your thoughts about civility on the court, on Wisconsin State Supreme Court in particular. There have been problems, well-publicized problems in the past. It's a little quieter now. How would you contribute to a civil atmosphere if you were elected?
Well, I think that distinguishes me from my opponents as well because I am someone who can work with others. I know what it's like having managed a courtroom, having managed attorneys and jurors for 10 years now. I know what it's like to disagree with someone, but to be able to get along with them. And that's an important part of making sure that we have faith in our courts as well, is that civility. In looking at Mr. Burns, the way he's acted throughout the campaign, his blatant statements that he's not planning on working with anyone, that he's looking to the future, when he can get the court where he thinks somehow he's going to be able to do, and not looking to today, and actually August 1st when this term starts. I will start this term on August 1st, certainly protecting our rights and values that make Wisconsin great, but also with an ability to work with the people that are on that court to do the best we can for the people of our state.
Getting back to values and politics, your first campaign ad targets the values of the sitting American president, President Trump. Why was that an important statement for you to make?
Well, we've been talking about the state of our country, the state of our state right now. I think it's important for all of us to understand where we are right now. We're at a moment in time where we are feeling threatened. All of the values that I've talked about, the clean air and water and equal protection and women are under attack. And this is something we all feel and we all relate to. And I'm the candidate that is going to be able to protect those values at this critical time. And there is just too much at stake right now to have someone without the experience needed to advocate for the policies that need to be changed and to make sure to protect those values through the decision-making of the court.
Some people have looked at that ad and said, well, isn't this kind of an overt political statement for a Supreme Court candidate to be targeting the Republican president of the United States?
This ad is talking about values, and it is something I've been talking about from the very beginning. It is the same message that I've had from day one of this campaign, and it is important that we look at this all in the context of the world that we're living in. I think in addition, when we look at the moment in time we have here for women, women have been under attack, and women are finally feeling strong enough and safe enough to be able to speak out against the harassment that women have suffered for years. And as a woman candidate, as someone who has experience both through watching in court and my own experiences not having a level playing field, I think it's really important to make sure that that playing field is leveled and that we recognize that here in our state of Wisconsin, that only of all the judges we have in the entire state, 1 in 5 are women. So that is another thing that we need to make sure to keep in mind. This is about the time we're living in, and this is about the values we care about and leveling the playing field for everyone in our state.
Can you leave us with just a few thoughts for voters on the primary election day, February 20th?
Well, this is an important day. This is an important seat. I would encourage everyone to get out and vote on February 20th. This seat really is a place where we can protect those values and rights that make Wisconsin great. And we can do that by electing someone with the values and experience, by electing someone who has spent, I have spent my entire career working for the people of our state in public service, not in corporate boardrooms, but in the courtrooms, fighting every day for all of us here in Wisconsin. I ask the voters to elect experience and values to elect me.
Judge Dallet, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Rebecca Dallet is Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge, one of three candidates running for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. We talked to Sauk County Circuit Court Judge Michael Skrenek on Tuesday and Madison-based attorney Tim Burns yesterday, both of them also running for the seat. If you missed any of these interviews, we'll have them all posted online over at wisconsinvote.org.